Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Subtle way of saying you play polo as well. Yeah. But
it's the people's sport, surely. Yeah. Polo. I mean, who doesn't have a horse and a big stick flying around?
True, that's true.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with Sam Peterson.
Hello, Corinth.
Thank you for being here.
Oh, my goodness. Second time I've been on. And yes. I've already been told off by your wonderful guest about having a jumper on. It was too hot when I came in, and feeling stressed already, yeah. Which is a good thing for a podcast, I think, to just always feel a little bit stressed.
And it wasn't just that you were wearing a jumper. It was like quite a tight knit.
Tight knit.
And you know, it wasn't like a soft, summery...
It was
the tennis preppy sort of number.
No. I thought we'd drop it by now. We're still talking about it. Sorry about the jumper, everybody.
And you arrived and asked for a red wine.
Yeah. I like to believe that I'm always in winter. I'm winter body ready. I don't know about the summer. I've never liked the summer. And being from Phillip Island as well, you'd think that I would like the beach, but I'm always wearing a jumper on the beach. I'm a lot of fun to be around.
Well, it's a very windy beach down there at Phillip Island, so fair enough.
Yeah.
So this podcast, kind of similar to your podcast in that we found idiots on the internet. Seems to be the same thing.
What slander. It was really easy to find confessions at the start. It's nearly 5 years of doing the podcast, and now some weeks it's very stressful on a Monday night at midnight trying to find confessions for the next
Searching
day.
Searching the bottom of the internet.
Yeah, I'm just like, I should just come up with my own.
Yes.
I like to wear jumpers on the beach.
If you imagine those people you found 5 years ago, right, and put them on a brains trust to assist you with a quiz, that is sort of what this show is, and we have a brains trust here today. Shall we meet them?
Oh, I'd love to.
It's a big hello to, you've met them before. Welcome back, Sal and Lynn. Hello.
Oh, hi, Kyron. Hi, Sam.
Hello.
Thanks for having me.
You obviously had a good time last time.
Oh,
you're back on the show.
Fantastic. Yeah. And I got a lot of really positive feedback from girlfriends saying I was hilarious.
Oh, they listened to the show.
They loved it.
Oh, they just heard from you.
Yeah,
you just told them about it.
I told them about it.
And you got trolled by a few people saying you made a bit of a fool of yourself.
Oh, look. I mean, there's always a little bit of backlash. That's
old
what
our new friends sort of listened to it and thought, oh, cringe, you know?
Well, Sal, we know you. Do you want to introduce us to Lynn?
Oh, well, this is my dear uni friend, Lynn. We are BFFs. We do most stuff together. Doubles partner. We just have an absolute
hoot. Oh, you play tennis?
Yeah, we play tennis.
Yeah, love tennis. Well, we went to uni together. Let's just clarify that. We went to uni together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Same dorm?
Yeah, look, history binds
they play doubles
us together.
In the dorm.
And we're one of those friendships that just sort of trudge along and sort of just keeps on kicking, even though you disagree on a lot and you sort of, you know, look at that other person and think, God, what are they doing?
But
and such
do
poor life decisions.
Belt,
and oh, God.
Have you ever thought about giving up on the friendship? Has that ever been anything?
No. Okay. I don't quit on anything. And that's what, you know, I'm a stay-up through and through, and it's a fault.
Sort of sounds like some really horrible things have actually happened in your friendship.
Well, there was the incident at Pottery. where you turned up drunk, Lynn.
Yeah, exactly. And I had things I needed to say, which I could only say drunk. And then plates were flung and we got kicked out of the class. And
there was the incident at golf. Other than that, Lynn doesn't really let me play. She only lets me caddy.
She's not good. She's not good. And I'm really good. I'm great at golf. I'm great at rowing. I'm great at Pilates.
What's your handicap?
Oh, look, I don't need to talk about
numbers.
She won't go into
golf,
it. She can't
golf.
Go into it.
Come on. Let's just, you know, move on. Keep this thing rocking along, shall we?
It's like the friendship itself.
Exactly.
So Sal and Lynn are here to assist you with the quiz today.
Yeah, I'm sorry,
are you big on quizzes?
I love a quiz.
Oh, good. Okay.
I love Duco too. Is that a quiz?
I think it's a puzzle.
Yeah, absolutely. But look, I'm online. I'm scrolling. So, look, yeah, love a quiz.
That should help. I hope that all the questions are about scrolling online. I think we should be in luck.
The things you can find.
Oh, it's wild out there.
Listen, Sam, we're two knowledgeable women. We know things. You're lucky to have us in your corner.
And I wasn't having a go. I wasn't
all right. Let's just keep this calm.
I wasn't having a go.
Well, we're going to kick things off with literature today.
Right.
So are you well read?
Well, I love 50 Shades of Grey. Exactly.
You're scrolling on your tablet?
Yeah. In Bali, surely, sitting at the
please.
Resort.
Please, love.
Yeah, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Yeah.
You love that one,
that's good,
you?
Isn't that's it? Cool. Isn't power of funny. Now.
Yeah. So I did say literature. But anyway, so question number one is, which Bronte sister was published first? Now, have you read any of the Bronte sisters? You talk about The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
I think I know the Brontes.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Not personally.
Does their father own a winery down Shoreham Way?
Yeah. Possibly. Down Shoreham, that's right.
They played with the Myers.
I definitely know the Brontes.
Yes. With the Myers. Yeah.
I grew up playing tennis with the Brontes.
Yeah.
Did you know they were writers as well?
No. No. I didn't. Look, we don't ask questions. We sort of just drink and play tennis and swim and sort of keep
Fight.
It very surface.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want to get too involved.
No,
but I do.
It's messy.
Emily does ring a bell.
Right, Emily.
Just as the name of us.
Emily Bronte.
Yeah, Emily Bronte. Bronte.
Yeah, there's
Bronte.
Definitely an Emily Bronte.
Okay.
There's that Charlotte. First. Charlotte Bronte.
Right.
That's the other. Well. There's Bronte Beach. I know Bronte Beach.
There's Bronte Beach. Bronte Beach. Of course, that might have been published first.
Would have been published a long time ago, I do believe.
So
I don't know if I checked that.
A couple of sisters, right? A
couple of sisters.
Doing
couple
it for the girls. How
doing it for the girls. Hashtag girl boss.
I think. Probably a Dear Diary sort of vibe, a bit of a Bridget Jones.
Yeah, like Cheryl Strayed kind of stuff.
Yeah, a bit of a Bridget Jones vibe. Yes.
Another great novel. One of the greats.
The Bronte sisters.
Did the Bronte sisters write that?
It was published in the early 2000s.
Yeah. That's right.
I think so. Hugh Grant was great in that, wasn't he?
Yeah,
in the book?
I love Hugh Grant.
He was very good in the book.
Guy.
I didn't like him in the film, but in the book he was very good.
Some of his best works in the book.
Yeah.
But which Bronte sister was published first?
I know the name Emily Bronte. It springs to mind. I'm going to lock in Emily Bronte. Is it all right with you two?
Yeah, please. Love Emily.
I think that's a strong choice. Well, you grew up with them, so you should know.
Unless it's the Emily I'm thinking of and she's got a limp.
Yes. And
question
I think she's
two.
The one that ran away. Anyway, off we go, off we go.
Question number two. What is Brazil's top export?
Oh, coffee.
Yes.
Coffee? Yeah. I think
gotta
coffee.
Be.
It's got to be coffee.
You love a coffee, do you?
I love coffee.
Do not get us started before I'm boarding coffee.
I love a hot, flat, white.
Oh, you
I
go for imagine. Extra hot? You ask
oh,
for hot.
It's got to be hot.
Yeah.
Like burnt? Is it burnt?
Yeah. Oh, no, not burnt.
No, not burnt.
My barista, he's gorgeous. He actually
gorgeous
looks
guy.
Similar to you.
Okay, yeah, he would.
He's
yeah.
just
clear
slightly
glasses.
Taller and kind of more built, but he knows how I like
more attractive.
Yeah.
And yeah. And Gloria Jeans or where's,
oh, God, no.
where's your local?
Oh, God, no. We no. got this little
it's
hole
just a hole in the wall.
That's all you need. It's more than you need.
So
a little hole in the wall.
Real kind of urban feel. And he just sees me and he goes, the wreck, and I go, you know. Yeah,
exactly.
You know.
He's
okay.
So good having that regular.
And he's just going through a bit of a breakup, though.
Yeah,
which is
yeah
not
right.
Great. We chat and we talk and
hold up the line for a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, look, he just sort of says, sit down and I'll get to you, but let's
talk.
Let's talk it out first if we can.
Yeah.
It's the worst when they have a day off, someone's filling
oh,
in.
Oh, I hate that.
They don't know your order.
I know.
And
someone like me, not as well built.
It's gross, isn't it? It's really stressful.
Yeah.
It's nothing, it kind of really throws my day.
Mm. Yeah. Do you shout at them? Do you get angry at them?
I'm just a bit like, look, Steve knows. And then
you're not
they're
Steve.
Like, well, Steve's not here. And I go, well, text him. Mm. I'm not going
to come and make the coffee. Solve his problem.
Exactly.
Yeah, text him. For him to come and make the coffee or for him to
no,
just
know? No, it's bad customer service. You know,
let him know I'm here. Let him know I'm here.
Let him know I'm here.
That's true. They take a tip out of his jar, mate.
Yeah, I tip very well.
I can imagine.
They love us there.
Oh, big time. Yeah. Look, I'm a long black girl.
Okay.
Oh, coffee, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Very nice. I think coffee. Yeah. I think coffee sounds pretty good.
You put coffee?
Coffee always sounds good.
Coffee
doesn't it?
Or you anything
flat
else.
White or a long black.
No, let's go coffee. I've got
let's
a
go coffee.
Yeah, yeah, lovely coffee. Brazilian roast.
Brazilian roast. Yum.
Lock in coffee. Question number 3. What clothing company purchased and uses designs by a member of band Mental as anything?
Oh, that's a bit of a mind bender one, isn't it?
I mean, you would have been down at the pubs when Mental as Anything was starting, right?
Oh, God, yeah, probably.
Yeah, no. Like InXS were on the North Shore in Sydney and Cold Chisel was Mental as Anything were everywhere.
Yeah, I remember.
Sal was a bit more into the music scene. I was more dedicated to work.
Yeah, I remember the party girl. Village people.
So let's not get distracted by Mental as Anything, though, because this is about design.
This is
about clothes. This is about
fashion.
Yeah. Fashion. You two are big on fashion.
I like a uniform.
Look, keep it simple.
Every day, same uniform every
just
day.
Just sort of ironed capris, like a polo top, a visor.
I love Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, Ralph Lauren.
Yeah, love a polo. Yep. Could it be polo? Mental as anything.
Can we lock in polo?
Polo.
Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren polo. Yeah, the full
mental as anything. I feel like that could be a real good fit.
Question number 4. Including the number, by what name will England's newest monarch be known?
Now we're talking about Charles here, aren't we? Is it
Old Sausage
Fingers? You've seen them, haven't you? You've seen the fingers.
Oh, I've seen the fingers.
So sort of like Harry was the party prince and things like that. Wasn't he known as the party prince?
Yeah, it might be Sausage Fingers Charles.
Sausage Fingers Charles.
So 11. 11. Two for Sausage Fingers.
Two for Sausage Fingers.
11. Do we think it's 11? Charles the 11th sounds quite nice. Mm. Sounds better than the Sausage Fingers.
Feels too easy, though. I'm sure it'd have a different name than Charles. It's got to be something else.
Charles in charge.
But I think they're after the number end.
Right. All right.
What do you think, Karen?
I think 11 sounds pretty high.
Do you think it sounds high?
Too high.
I think 5.
Given
I was
like
thinking 5.
Henry VIII was, surprising that we got to 8 there.
Right.
And we don't know any other Charleses from the top of our heads.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works. So you got Charles, the line of Charleses have come before.
Well, I was really confused.
So this was the second, for example.
Charles the second.
Okay, I'm with
Elizabeth.
You.
What do you think of Charles anyway, you know?
I think he's all right.
He's very good looking. I think he's a bit of a babe.
I think he was better looking than people give him credit for.
Those chubby fingers.
Yeah.
The big old sausages.
I've seen those.
They could do some good work.
Yeah.
All right, Charles the First.
Charles the First. Oh, Charles. Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's go the first.
There was definitely a King Charles.
I reckon a second or a third. Let's go the third. Charles the Third.
I'll put Charles the Third.
Yeah. I think it's a bit better than 11.
You never know. Sometimes in life you've got to take a risk.
Question number 5. Believed to be eaten by a coyote, what is the name of Paris Hilton's dog?
Paris
the 11th.
Chihuahua.
She had 11 before, 10 that came before.
Wow.
Now, what was
Paris
it?
Paris Hilton, this is that socialite, right?
Very famous on social media.
Yeah, I remember my son Brendan had a poster of her and Nicole Richie up in his room.
The simple life.
Yeah.
Was he into Paris's music?
I'm not sure. Well, he's a DJ, so I'm...
He's big into music.
It's really big into music. He probably knows who Mental as Anything is.
Big time.
But he likes blondes.
Karen, what do you think? Do you have any idea who...
It's going to be a dumb name.
It's going to be a dumb name.
Like
it's
a also fashion designer or something, like Coco.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
If it's a dumb name, we could just go Sam, am I right?
Oh, God, you're funny.
Thank you. I'm going to put my jumper back on.
Yeah. That was a dumb move.
That was a dumb move. I do apologise. I do apologise for that.
Coco.
Coco Chanel.
Yeah. Right.
I think we're going quite poorly. Question number 6.
Oh, no. Don't think we've got one
What's
yet,
What's the lowest
have we?
Score ever on this podcast?
A 2.
Okay, we can beat that.
2.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I like to win, so I think let's turn this
the lowest,
up a notch.
It's like golf. Yeah.
Let's turn this up a notch. All right.
Question number 6, politics now. Who was JFK's vice president?
Was it Joe Biden? He's very old.
No.
Now, were you...
Gorgeous
I
looking
hate to
guy.
Ask someone's
very
age.
Nice.
Yeah. We were young. We were little tuckers.
Little tuckers. Yeah.
So it's a stretch.
Did you have a poster of him on your wall when you were growing up?
No, but it'll definitely, you know, remember it in the news. It was.
Did you have posters on the wall? I mean, you would have, I guess the Beatles would have.
I wasn't allowed posters on the wall. I had a very strict mother and I shared it with my seven other siblings. So it was bunks.
Shared it?
And it, the room.
Oh, the room. I thought you meant your mother.
Oh, your mother. Yeah. We had to share mum.
We had a strict mother and shared it with seven other siblings.
Yeah, it was a bunker of a room and there was sort of eight of us, including me, in there and lights were out at 6:30. So posters weren't put up. And
where was this in Melbourne?
This was down the peninsula.
Oh, you grew up in the peninsula.
Sort of a very modest house, and then obviously we graduated to a bigger house and sort of so on and
modest
so on.
Modest house
so
in
on.
What, Portsea?
Yes, which is now quite a sort of rolling estate.
Yes.
Which there's been a lot of family squabbles about who gets the estate, who doesn't, what not.
I can imagine.
No,
friends,
no, your brother's
really.
Yeah, and me and my brother.
Yeah,
sort
we've spoken for years.
And we won't until he signs the document and he knows what it is. Stephen, if you're listening, we need to work this out. This is not what mum and dad would want.
What, him getting it all?
I legally can't talk about any of it, but it's sort of very messy with the family. But
all
I can say, yeah, there's a huge property down the coast.
You want to subdivide, don't you?
I would like to get my hands on, subdivide, and then pass on to my children. But obviously my brother has a similar plan.
It's about sharing through the family, isn't it?
Yeah, look, sharing, but I don't really feel like sharing.
Okay. So you can take them to the cleaners.
Yes.
Sounds really...
But who was Kennedy's vice president?
Yeah, it's a good question. Barack.
Joe Rogan.
No.
Joe Rogan.
Do you listen to Joe Rogan?
No, I don't. I don't listen to Joe Rogan.
You must listen to podcasts, though.
Oh, look, I listen to a few, mainly just kind of cooking ones, recipes.
Lee Sales and Annabelle Crabb.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love Lee Sales. I've read her book, but I can't always find the podcast, so I only...
You listen to a lot of true crime podcasts.
Yeah, I do, and it really affected my sleep for a while.
Spooked her right out.
So I think Kevin Rodge.
Or just as a, final thought here.
Yeah, get us a point.
He died, right? John F. Kennedy, famously.
Yes, he died. He died. Okay, so they were his.
And generally the vice president takes over.
Okay.
Right.
Well, who was it? Reagan?
Reagan. Was Reagan then?
I think I do remember Lyndon Johnson being on a plane.
That crashed?
Being sworn in on a plane.
Oh, Lyndon Johnson.
He survived. Oh.
Let's lock that in.
So I think it could be...
Instead of Joe Rodge, are you sure you don't want to lock in Joe Rodge?
It's up to
you. Lyndon Johnson,
take
I think, sounds...
You
take a risk.
Joe Rodge or Lijo, whichever one you want.
Lijo. Let's go Lyndon Johnson.
Yeah,
let's take a risk on this one instead of Joe Rodge. We felt confident about Joe Rodge. Let's lock in Lyndon Johnson. Let's lock in a name we've heard of.
Question number 7. Which song?
I think we're going to set a record.
I think we might
do. I feel good. I think I might have just spoiled that record with an answer.
Cheeky man, cheeky man.
Which song by Christine McVie of Fleetwood Mac is about her affair with a lighting designer? We're back on design.
Always back to design. Two of my favourite topics.
She knows every
door neighbour had an affair and I was the only one that knew.
What's her name?
And knowing
you then?
No, I saw it. I saw it. I was the only one that knew the secret and it burdened me for 17 years.
17
It can ruin lives. It can ruin friendships.
You've heard this story before.
I have. And I know who it is, but I won't say it.
You won't say it. Also, you're not the only one that knows.
I won't say
it.
Well, I have to tell someone.
Yeah,
so I told Sal in confidence and obviously she sort of slept one night and told Mark. Mark told a friend at the polo club and everything sort of cascaded from there and we lost a friend.
Was that after 17 years?
It is really
subtle way of saying you play polo as well.
Very nice.
I mean,
we've all got stuff going on.
It's the people's sport, surely, polo.
Yeah, sport of the people.
It was for the common man.
So relatable.
Yeah, God. Yeah. I mean, who doesn't have a horse and a big stick lying around?
That's true, actually. Yeah.
And the boots. Tusk, Seven Wonders.
Where
are we? Fleetwood Mac.
Fleetwood Mac songs.
Fleetwood Mac song.
Landslide.
Yeah. How does that go?
Not about an affair.
They're all
there. Don't say that you love me.
Broke me down.
Don't say that you love me. Chicks.
Save myself. Oh.
No. Sam, I'd like you to really take a risk on this one.
Yeah.
You're doubting yourself and don't say it.
Dreams.
There we go.
I think Dreams. I think Dreams. Because I did start singing a Dixie Chicks song and I do apologize.
You did.
But I thought that was fun.
I love the Dixie Chicks.
I'm being fun. I'm overheated.
Yeah.
But I'm having a good time.
Just
some more wine.
Drink some more red. You weirdo.
You know, I think dreams.
Dreams.
Yeah, let's dreams.
Right, yeah. Lock in dreams. Question number 8. Which Australian TV personality was quoted this week yelling in Noosa, Carlos, I can tell you now, cunt, don't you fucking walk away.
Listen, I own an apartment in Noosa.
Oh, yeah. Sure, of course.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm on a body corporate up there. Corporate. And it was,
oh, it made it to the committee?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. We've got a WhatsApp and we were sort of, you know, back and forth, pinging back and forth. So I was bummed I missed it because it was a real sort of moment.
But yeah, it's going nuts.
Is it Michael Clark or is it Koshy? No, it wasn't Koshy.
No, it wasn't Koshy. It was Carl Stefanovic. But Carl Stefanovic's not yelling out.
He was hiding. He was hiding under a car or something.
He was, was he?
Because he knows he can't take any more scandals.
He simply cannot.
Do you like Michael Clark more or less?
Look, it's messy. And I don't think things like this should be aired publicly. I think it's a big old mess, so definitely think less.
Doesn't it show that he's sort of one of us, you know?
Oh, it's, yeah, look, he's sort of dropped the ball, you know, pardon the pun, and it's just, it's embarrassing. And if that was my
brother.
What's the pun?
The cricket ball.
You know, the cricket.
Oh, he's a cricketer.
I'm always thinking of sort of sports stuff. But, yeah, look, I think it's embarrassing. If I knew him, I'd be ashamed.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you want to lock in Michael Clark?
I think we should lock in Michael Clark. I don't know if he does a lot of presenting, but...
He's looking very bloated at the moment. He's
not
that.
Looking good.
Really
looking
shiny, well. Really puffy. So he's not making very good decisions.
Question number 9. In the recent Cannes-winning film, what does the triangle of sadness refer to?
Oh,
God, sounds depressing.
Have you seen Triangle of Sadness?
No, I haven't.
Is Julia Roberts in it? I love Julia Roberts.
She's
in the one with George Clooney.
I love the rolling
around
ride.
Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm not very sure funny. If that won anything this year.
Right.
There's not enough comedy.
Right.
No. I haven't seen Triangles of Sadness, but I have seen the Banshees of Inisherin.
Yes.
And my God, that was harrowing. Really harrowing.
Rocked you for weeks.
It's a dark comedy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a dark. Dark.
Oh, very
comedy
dark.
Is a stretch. Look, fantastic film, but I couldn't get out of bed for a couple of days after that.
Fantastic, so. You thought.
Pardon?
You thought it was fantastic?
Oh, look, it was a beautiful film, you know.
It rocked her for weeks.
But it rocked me. It was really
dark. Because, I mean, that's what everyone else is saying.
Dark.
Everyone else is saying it's fantastic.
Look,
and
it is
a beautiful
fantastic
film.
It's a triangle
but it sounds like it's really sort of affected you in
very
a bad
different.
Way. Like,
well,
you didn't like it.
It's a real downer. I went on a hot summer's day because the aircon was broken. So I went to go see the film to get in the aircon. Well, the aircon was kaput in the cinema.
The cinema.
Oh. Yeah, beautiful Art Deco building, but the aircon wasn't working. And then the movie was devastating.
Oh, it sounds like a lovely afternoon.
Quite like that. We like Noosa, so you like the heat.
Yeah, look, yeah.
Anyway, so I am really tentative to see any other films.
No, well, I don't blame you.
Especially something called The Triangle of Sadness.
Well, that does sound
sad. What are they saying about The Triangle of Sadness? You know what? Bingo. It's just come to me. Now I do know the answer to this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The answer was like a bingo. Lock in bingo.
Because I realise now Phil was watching it and I was scrolling Instagram and sort of peeking over his shoulder and I saw the opening scene. It's when you frown and you get this sort of little mark here in your head.
Between your eyes and your nose.
It's called the triangle of sadness.
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
The models use it a lot.
Yes. Models use it about when there was a young lad in a casting. He had his top off.
Yes. Oh, you remember that scene?
All these guys with tops off. There was about 20 guys with their tops off.
Yes. You didn't stay and watch the film?
I enjoyed that bit. No, it was fascinating to watch.
Fascinating, was it?
Anyway, he said something about the triangle of sadness. It's about your forehead. Go for
it. Can we lock in forehead?
I'll put forehead.
Bingo.
Bingo. Because Phil was watching it.
Question number 10. Final question.
Oh.
Is this huge?
Let's get this right.
We can come back from there.
What is the first lyric of Born in the USA?
I was born in the USA.
I was born in the USA.
Well,
I don't remember that I was in the song, if I'm honest.
I was born over and over. Sing along if you know the words. Well, you don't. Sing along.
Do you like The Boss? Do you like Springsteen?
Yeah, Mark is a big fan. He went, when was he out? About 7 years ago.
Comes out all the time.
Does
congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We took you there for your anniversary and you didn't want to go.
Well, that was different stuff because I was having gut issues. That's why I didn't want to go.
A triangle of sadness on her forehead.
Yeah, it wasn't about.
Mm. Have you fixed the gut issues?
Look, I have.
Yeah, you cult every morning or?
Look, actually, my stomach's fine now. It was more emotional stress.
Yeah.
Oh. My GP, referred me to a psychologist and said, I think you're being bullied.
Mm.
And
right.
Yeah.
And that caused the gut issues.
Yeah, that was around the time of the golf.
Is the second brain.
Yeah. You
know? So that's why people say make the choice with your gut.
Oh, think with your gut.
So when your brain's overflowing and you can't take any more on, you just sort of the gut steps in.
The gut takes over. The gut can do basic math.
Yeah. And Sel always gets overwhelmed and she can't think straight. So it's always...
I didn't know any of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm quirky.
So do you want me to just jot all that down?
Yeah, we think that's the first line.
Have you got that?
And I'll just walk in circles.
So the first line is think with your gut.
Yeah, leaky gut.
Think with your leaky gut.
Do you want to put think with your
leaky gut?
On a dusty road in the USA.
On a dusty road. That's 10 questions.
Hey.
Wow. Well, we answered them all. I think that's wonderful. Don't think you can do better than that.
Oh, someone's knocking.
Someone's at the door.
Reese just texted to say, I seem to have locked myself in the fire escape.
No.
So I'll just get that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's hilarious, isn't he?
I think you two are doing a wonderful.
Do you think?
I feel supported. I feel seen. There's so many wonderful stories.
Oh, no, it's the tip of the iceberg, Sam. If you and I want to go get another red wine downstairs, I never tire of talking about them.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did?
I feel good. I feel very good.
Yeah, well, you didn't help much, did you?
I didn't help much. They did a lot of heavy lifting today. Yeah. So.
Did you go to uni?
I did not go to uni.
You can tell.
You can tell.
They were pretty easy questions, and you sort of got just in a bit of a tailspin there. So do you
I was flapping about over here.
You should get your gut checked.
I should get my gut took over. Only knows you 10 maths.
Yeah.
I feel okay about it. I feel like we might be the lowest scoring, but also I feel like maybe we could just be one up on that. Maybe there were three answers in there or something.
No.
It's not likely.
Well, let's find out. Question number one.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Which Bronte sister was published first? You said Emily, but it was Anne.
Anne Bronte. What did Anne Bronte write?
We should have gone alphabetically.
So we should have remembered the name Anne to begin with.
What did Anne Bronte write?
I said Anne.
I said Anne.
No. Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Question number
just
two.
Just having some fun.
You said Brazil's top export was coffee, but it's crude oil.
Bugger.
They were the two I was confident about, so I feel like we might be in a bit of a tailspin now.
The clothing company that purchased designs by a member of Mental as Anything was Mumbo.
Mumbo. And we said Ralph Lauren. Polo.
I thought it was Mambo. But I've been,
Mambo. Number five.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said Mumbo. It's definitely Mambo.
That's your fun pronunciation. Your fun spin on it.
Really fun designs back in the day, didn't they?
Kooky shirts.
Really cheeky designs.
Oh, bugger.
Or Mental as Anything.
Mm.
England's newest monarch, Charles III, will be known as Charles III.
Hey, oh, we got one right. This is huge.
Wow, not there the 11th.
Yes.
Not a butcher sausage thing.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton's dog was not called Coco, it was called Diamond Baby.
Never would have got that. I almost said Diamante.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I almost said baby. Wow. Oh, God, we missed that one.
Lyndon Johnson was JFK's vice president.
Oh, well, that was all you. That was all you.
No, it wasn't. It was not.
Rog Dodge. Or
you had Rog Dodge. The song by Christine McVeigh of Fleetwood Mac, that's about her affair with a lighting designer, was You make loving fun.
Oh, that's a fantastic track.
Wasn't even the Dixie Chicks.
Michael Clarke was the Australian TV personality quoted this week yelling in Noosa.
Thank goodness.
In the recent Cannes-winning film, what does the Triangle of Sadness refer to? The forehead.
There we go.
It's the frown line in between your eyebrows.
I think we're doing very well.
I think it's actually, I think we're doing better than expected.
Yes.
And you said that the first lyric of Born in the USA was, think with your leaky gut on a dusty road.
In the USA.
In the USA.
But it's born down in a dead man's town.
Close.
Similar area.
Yeah,
four out of ten.
Oh, this is huge.
Thank you.
Well done.
This is incredible.
Extraordinary. That's the average score there.
And
this is a surprise for you, Karen, as well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very surprised.
Four came through,
Sal and Lynn, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having
us. Sal, thank you for coming back.
Oh, please. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. I love it. It's really cool. It's great to be out. Mm. I love to just get out of the house.
That's okay to say.
Yeah,
I can't wait to get back to the tennis though. So let's wrap this up.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going back to the AO?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you just stopped over pass. You. Yes. You left and
And I got a great park.
At
that's
the
important.
AO.
That is important. Yeah. Where'd you park?
I park in Richmond and I walk.
Great. That's clever. That's clever. Because you can get some great, like, 8-hour spots in Richmond.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't want to pay.
If you time it right, it expires at 5 p.m., you've got the rest of the night.
That's
And I walked home at 4:30 a.m. the other morning when that Mount Murray game went really late.
Mm.
And
you had a good chance to sober up.
Exactly. Yeah.
Before getting back in the car.
And then I was back there at 7 o'clock the next day in the same park walking back to.
You there every day?
Yes.
I think the other good thing about the Australian Open is that they have like entertainment there as well. And they have music. I think sometimes they have comedians. Have you seen anyone at the Australian Open?
No, I just walk into the Rod Laver Arena. I sit down.
She barks first. You know, 8-hour spot. It's a big day. Big day out for you, Lynn.
Yeah.
It's huge.
Get it together, Lynn.
Yeah. God, I'm having a really fun time, which is not like me.
So you just prefer the sport. You don't like comedy or music. You just want to get straight into the sport.
I'm sports all the way. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think, you know, comedy's not for me.
Have you seen any comedy? Then maybe you didn't like it.
No.
Never seen any.
I accidentally saw some sort of new material of some young comedian. And
the Cranksky Sisters?
And it made me feel very uncomfortable. I left.
Oh, who was it? Who did you see?
Nat Harris.
Oh, really?
That was cheap.
No, please. No. I've heard about her.
You've heard about Nat Harris.
About Nat Harris, and I think she's real up and coming.
Yeah.
One to watch.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Is she doing anything this year?
Well, Lynn and Sal will be at Comedy-ish. So we'll be here on this on Feb 16th. And then Nat Harris, I believe, she's going to be on the Breakfasters, Triple R.
This is exciting.
So,
congratulations.
Tune in, She probably doesn't have much to say.
I did my
prefer
first
listening
ever
to guys on the radio. But, she's
got a
girl.
Stronger view.
Yeah. They're just a bit more committed. But
funny
she's
too.
A girl and, you know, good on her.
I did my first ever Comedy Festival show with Nat Harris. She's a wonderful comedian.
She just keeps chipping away and you think, has she stopped?
No. And should she stop? Maybe.
But she is going
absolutely
and plugging and people go, wow, there she is. Has she stopped?
No, there she is.
Sometimes she disappears for a bit and then she resurfaces.
There she is.
Well, Sal and Lynn, thank you very much, both of you, for being here today.
Well, thank you, Karen.
And 4 out of 10, congratulations.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it's all down to the Brains Trust and you, of course, Karen, with one of the answers there. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. Confessions is in the podcast app that you are in right now.
Yes.
But also in the show notes, if you live in Melbourne and would like to come to the fifth birthday party
of Confessions at the wonderful Comedy Republic on the 10th of February at 6:30 p.m. It'll be for Mark Humphreys, Michelle Brazier, Zachary Wayne, and maybe a special guest as well.
Great.
It's going to be a lot of bloody fun.
Click that link, you can get yourself some tickets. Wax Quizzical is also on sale for the Comedy Festival.
Oh, lovely.
It's a live app. I, unlike Sam, do not have the dates and times. I have no idea when it is.
Yep.
But you're on the internet right now.
It's happening.
Click on something.
Google it. Yeah.
Do some of the work.
You can Google it, mate.
Or Siri.
As they
go
say.
Siri, when's Wax Quizzical?
Siri. I think you have to have Siri.
And Siri will know that.
Siri will know.
Siri will have access to that.
Technology is so weird.
So you can find that somehow. That's Wax Quizzical this week. Thank you so much, everybody. Goodbye.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.